And the time is 8:13 a.m. You are tuned into the Tuesday Morning After here, CKUT 90.3 FM. It is May 1st, 2012, May Day, International Workers' Day. And so we are doing a full day of programming here at CKUT to celebrate that, of course, here on the Tuesday Morning After until 9 a.m. At 8:30, we're going to be having a special May Day edition of Dragon Root Radio. That's radio on gender justice. We're going to be speaking with some feminist labor activists, so do stay tuned for that. Right now, I'm joined in the studio with Marie-Ève Lamy, who is a member of the Anti-Capitalist Convergence of Montreal, or the CLAC. How are you doing, Marie-Ève?
A bit not so awakened yet, but I'm doing well.
Well, happy May Day to you.
Happy May Day to you all.
So today, of course, is May 1st, and CLAC have organized a demonstration tonight. It's an anti-capitalist May Day demo. So first, tell us what's going to be happening this afternoon.
Well, it's for the fifth year now that we're organizing this special anti-capitalist demo for May Day. We're inviting people to gather with us at Champ de Mars, where apparently, as you said off the mic to me, that May Day, the Champ de Mars was the first May Day in Montreal, mm-hmm. where it first took place.
In 1906.
So, a long tradition.
Yeah.
And so we're calling people to gather with us at 4:30, and then we'll march through downtown Montreal.
And so what are some of the issues that CLAC is going to be highlighting with this May Day? I mean, the call-out kind of mentions a lot of different things, but what are some of the issues that you're trying to bring to the forefront?
Well, what we're basically saying is that now there's, like, in the actual context, and more especially since the 2008 crisis, there's a lot of reasons for people to be angry and to be revolted and to be angry. So, I mean, what we want to talk about is about, of course, the anti-capitalist system, and but you have all the austerity measures that have been taken by government here, but also elsewhere in Europe, as we've seen in Spain, in Italy as well, massive layoffs, as we've seen with Air Canada, with the Aveos the layoffs, and with Rio Tinto Alcan, lockouts, decrease in junctions, whether it is the how big companies privatize profits, socialize costs. So we really want to end, but also the stealing of indigenous territories with plans like the Plan North, growing inequalities, of course. So it's all things we want to denounce, of course, and all many reasons to be angry and to be in struggle, but also we want to honor, I would say, past and present struggle. I mean, past struggles, there's a long tradition of the workers' movement. We want to celebrate that, and we want to march in solidarity also with all the people who are in struggle right now here in North America, but in Europe, in US, in the Middle East, and in the Global South as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, as you mentioned before, this is the fifth year that CLAC has organized this anti-capitalist May Day demo. And, you know, not to deter our listeners from going, but these demonstrations have been attacked by police in the past. Even last year, it was broken up violently by police. Can you talk a little bit about, you know, what these demonstrations have looked like in the past, and why have there been these police interventions?
Well, I could, first, I guess, would have to explain why there is an anti-capitalist demonstration separated mm-hmm. from the unions, the big unions May Day demonstration. Till 2007, up to 2007, the anti-capitalist activists in Montreal were organizing contingents within the union demonstration. It was a black and red contingent. You had all kinds of people, whether it is anarchists, anti-capitalists, queers, whatever. But at some point, it became clear to us that it wasn't a good idea anymore to keep on doing that. Whether it is because we were always at the back of the demonstration, of the union demonstration, but also the guards of the unions would try to intimidate us a lot, and even our leaflets would be our own leaflets would be seized by the FTQ goons, for instance. And the last the thing that was the worst for us was that at some point the unions organized a May 1st demo on a May 3rd, I think, because the May 1st was a weekday, and they didn't want to organize it on a weekday, so they did it on a weekend. So we thought, okay, let's try to organize something separate from the union. It's not that we're not in solidarity with unions, but we want to bring a more radical and a clearly anti-capitalist message and analysis to this day, because there is the May Day demonstrations around the world comes from a clear tradition of revolutionary anti-capitalist and internationalist tradition. So we wanted to bring that back more to the public. Mm-hmm. I say,
but would you say these demonstrations have been, you know, attacked by the police because the anti-capitalists have been marginalized from the wider labor movement? Or, you know, why has that been kind of a recurring thing in the past?
Yeah, I think we're criticizing the system as it is. We bring the real issues, the roots issues and the radical issues of what's at the basis of this system, the capitalist system. So, of course, when you have that kind of message and when you criticize and, I would say, attack, in quotes, the roots of this system and the roots of the political elite also, because we know that it works hand in hand, then, of course, I mean, the police are on the side of the elites. We know that. I mean, it's nothing new. So, of course, we get attacked. And it's not because these demos in the past have been particularly violence, in quotes again. I mean, the first time that the police really attacked the May Day demo in the past years, we were marching through Hochelaga Maisonneuve, and there was the march was composed basically of lots of families and old people and unemployed. There was a really diverse crowd, and nothing was happening, and the police just like totally attacked the march. So.
Mm-hmm. So actually, speaking of families in the demo, and again, you know, we don't want to discourage people from going out to the demo tonight because, you know, despite the police intimidation, there's also a certain strength in numbers. And there's a lot of very interesting contingents that are mobilizing in this May Day demo. So there's a baby block, a radical feminist block. Can you tell us about some of these different contingents who will be joining up with the CLAC demo tonight?
Yeah, there's the pink block, which is more the queer and feminist, purple block, which is the radical feminist. It's all autonomous calls, of course. People that called people on their own basis to join the CLAC anti-capitalist demonstration for May Day. There's the baby block, which I find quite courageous these days, because as we've seen how the student movement has been totally brutalized and repressed, the police violence has been quite extreme lately in the past weeks. And so it's organized mainly by parents and parents' students against the rise of tuition fee. So they decided to create a safe space for people who are for parents and their allies to walk safely and to have a safe space, so they can have their voices heard. And so we'll see what happens with that. Mm-hmm. And there's also the migrant justice contingent as well. There will be, but of course there will be a lot of people. Like, we know that the students will be there also, workers. There will also be a delegation of profs against the rise of the tuition as well. unemployed people will workers will be there. So it's a really diverse movement, and I think that's what's good about the actual contest is that I think after 5 years. After always 5 years of working hard to bring the anti-capitalist analysis in the public sphere, I think this analysis reaches more a wider range of people from after 5 years, and I think it shows that we've done our job, mm-hmm. I guess.
So many different reasons to go out in the streets tonight for the CLAC. That's the Anti-Capitalist Convergence, Anti-Capitalist May Day. We're here in the studio with Marie-Ève Lamy, who is one of the organizers of that demonstration. So again, it's this evening, May 1st, of course, at 4:30 p.m. at Champ de Mars, which is the corner of Saint-Antoine and Gosford. You can get out at Metro Champ de Mars, interestingly enough, where the first May Day demonstration, I believe in North America, besides the Haymarket, happened here in Montreal, 1906. People gathered at Champ de Mars. So yeah, you can check that out. You can get all the information on the CLAC website, which is clac-montreal.net. Marie-Ève, thanks so much for joining us here today.
Thanks for inviting us.